Innovation and technology are being used to shape the future of peacekeeping, the Assistant Secretary General for Peacekeeping Operations said on Thursday. International Day of United Nations Peacekeepers, observed annually on May 29, pays tribute to the men and women who help countries torn by conflict create the conditions for lasting peace. It's also a day to honor fallen peacekeepers who have died in the service of peace. Mr. Edmond Mullet noted that peacekeeping has been going through changes and adaptations over the last decades to confront the world's new challenges.
And this is why the theme talks a lot about today's theme, about the future, what peacekeeping can do for the future. The head of the department, Monsieur Hervé Latsous from France, has been introducing new technologies. And we have the unarmed, unmanned aerial vehicles, UUAVs, that are flying in the Democratic Republic of Congo with incredible positive results. And we would like to bring these new technologies, satellite imagery, better communications, that will improve the work we do in the field on the ground.
Mr. Mullet also said more partnerships need to be developed with sub-regional and regional organizations, especially in Africa, who are the first responders to crises facing the continent. More than 120 countries are presently contributing their military and police personnel, or so-called blue helmets, to serve in UN field missions. India and Pakistan are the largest troop contributing countries, or TCCs, but there's been an emergence of countries like Vietnam that had never sent troops before. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.